660, create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements from Northwest Raleigh Street to Northwest Upshur Street in the Northwest 20th Avenue Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Novick.
Andrew Abbey, come on down.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Council approved the resolution of intent 4 weeks ago today for Northwest 20th Avenue with 100% petition support for this LID. We have increased the LID by $4.12 per accessible square foot to include right-of-way costs, which is an adjustment that we've made to the LID. We did not receive any remonstrances against LID formation. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Questions? Thank you. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on this item?
Did we have a couple of people who are here to speak, Andrew?
Okay. If you'd like to speak on this, come on up, please. Don't wait to be called if you're here on this item. Phil, how are you? Good afternoon.
Morning. My name is Phil Sellinger, and I'm here today representing the Northwest District Association neighborhood. And more than just accommodation or cooperation, the relationship between Conway and their development team in the neighborhood has been closer to a partnership. We were invited to be part of their master planning process for their properties early on, and that included the traffic impact analysis that was projected for the district around the Conway properties. The 23rd and Vaughan intersection was really a focus of a lot of that development pressure on the transportation system. There are only two freeway portals into the dense Northwest neighborhood, this being one of them. And we know that Conway was going to be a large contributor to that development pressure, but not the exclusive contributor. And so it's really important and appreciated that Conway has stepped up to support this LID. So we were a part of this conversation with both PBOT and ODOT in analyzing the problems. It's a tough challenge. There's no great fix for making that intersection and the area around it work efficiently. But we'd like to think that the so-called jug handle fix and the punching through of Northwest 20th makes the best use of the existing infrastructure to address those problems. Not only does it help address the traffic pressures on the 23rd and Vaughan intersection, but it also helps connect the neighborhood with itself, the Northwest neighborhood with the industrial area to the north, which is also redeveloping pretty quickly. So it's part of that fabric that will be used by multiple modes, including bikes, pedestrians, and local traffic. Also want to make note of the fact that rebuilding streets and intersections is not the only way we're going to solve this problem. The master plan and the neighborhood and this whole greater conversation has talked about demand management being an important component to this whole picture. We do have a newly formed Transportation and Parking Stakeholder Advisory Committee to PBOT that was formed less than a year ago. And I should note that Conway is part of the representation on that committee. So we are going to be monitoring these issues on an ongoing basis. So that really concludes the neighborhood comments, but I'm here for any questions you might have.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks very much. Please.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Chris Bramer. I am a principal engineer at Kittleson & Associates and the engineer record for the traffic study for the project. Before I make my comments, I do want to acknowledge both Phil and WDA members, as well as Oregon Department of Transportation and Portland Bureau of Transportation staff who worked with us very closely on the project. I think, as you just heard, it was a very collaborative effort, and we very much appreciate that input. I'm here specifically to respond to Commissioner Fritz's question last time around regarding the impact of 405 traffic and the rerouting of U-turns. We did consider that issue. We looked at both morning and evening peak hour operations and the implications of the U-turn rerouting. From a capacity perspective, we are expecting a change that's probably largely imperceptible to the public. The big benefit we see with the elimination of the U-turn as it relates to 405 traffic in that merge area comes down to the behavior of some motorists at that area today. Today we have people on mainline I-405 southbound that get off at Vaughn Street, make the U-turn movement, and then are coming back on the ramp and basically shortcutting or queue jumping down to Gleason and the exit there. And that behavior is not only undesirable but has some safety implications. That queue jumping phenomenon will be eliminated by this change. And so we think that's a net benefit to the system from a safety perspective, and at the end of the day won't change the number of people on mainline I-405. With that, I'll conclude my testimony unless you have questions.
If I could just add one other quick supplement to my comments, and that was that the neighborhood doesn't view this as a long-term fix for the issues at this location, but the long-term fix is elusive. We haven't really found a long-term mm-hmm. fix. This buys us some important time for the neighborhood.
Okay, thanks. Good point. Thank you. Other questions for either of these folks? Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Then this passes to second reading next week.